Tiffany!
Ah, Maya! Oh, you made me hit my head.
Why is the window open?
Because it has to be open for me to go through it.
You're not sneaking out. No way, Tiffany.
How sweet. Now, get out of my way!
Watch the vase, Maya!
Hey everyone, this is Zach. If you thought that was wild, wait till you hear what's brewing between Timmy and Haley today, down Gilead Lane.
You two.
Hey.
I cannot believe
that's enough.
But he took my bracelet back stuff, and I'm
said mad. That's
then
enough.
Give it back.
Now, just what is this all about?
Timmy's been using all my
room
to make
a bunch of
conclusions.
You can tell us one at a time.
And Timothy, what's the matter?
Mr. Key gave me that special lure, and Haley stole it from me.
Haley?
And she said she would never give it back, ever.
Is this true, Haley?
Yes.
All right. But No. You will give the lure back to him. It wasn't yours to take.
But, Dad!
No arguing, young lady.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. And you, Timothy Joseph, just what did you do to get your sister so upset?
Well, I didn't do anything. I was just playing with my Legos, minding my own business. And after I build a bridge, I wanted my Lego guys to go bungee jumping.
You could have used any other string in the house.
Let him finish, Haley.
And I needed a bungee rope for them, so I went to Haley's room and borrowed some of her string because I thought she'd want to help me. But instead, she started screaming at me and she ran into my room and grabbed my special lure right out of my tackle box.
You know that is not how it was, Timmy Morrison.
But, oh, God. Now, come on. Hey, please don't start that again. Haley, how do you think it happened?
Okay. So I'm up in my room making the friendship bracelets that Jessica and I designed, right?
No.
And all of a sudden, Timmy runs into the room and says he needs my string.
I did not run
Tim.
In.
No, because I need it for my bracelets. But does he listen? No.
Oh, I never heard you say no exactly.
As soon as I left to find more safety pins, he runs in and grabs my whole bracelet box. And he wouldn't give it back.
What, then you went into my room
Timothy
and stole
Joseph,
mine.
Enough interruptions.
Look, I don't want to hear any more excuses, Timothy. What you did was wrong.
I know,
no,
but
no,
still,
I'm not finished. Excuse me. You will give Haley's bracelet supplies back to her.
Thank you.
But first, can I please have a piece of...
Without taking any string. Yeah, and Haley Grace, you will return your brother's lure with an apology for your behavior. Am I understood?
Yes, you're understood.
Good. And after you finish that, I want both of you to stay in your rooms until dinner.
But, Dad, I wanted to
have
more.
Please, Dad, that's not fair.
I'm sorry.
Tiffany!
Ah, Maya! Oh, you made me hit my head.
Why is the window open?
Because it has to be open for me to go through it.
You're not sneaking out. No way, Tiffany.
Oh, please.
Dad grounded all of us when Caleb got in trouble with the police, remember?
It was ages ago. Dad won't care. Now move it.
If he won't care, then why don't you just go through the door?
Why don't you run along and play with those Morrison brats or something? Caleb, finally someone normal. Will you please get that little brat out of my way? I'm gonna be late for Jenny's party.
A party? No, Caleb, we can't let her sneak out.
Why do you care if Tiff gets in trouble?
Why do I care? She's my sister.
How sweet. Now, get out of my way!
No, Tiffany, please don't do this.
Would you just get away from the window?
Watch the vase, Maya!
Oh! Now look what you did!
Dude, that was like in the 17th or 18th century.
What was that crap? No! Not my vase!
out of the way! Get out of the way! Oh, my Foz. Do you know how old this was?
Well,
Who did this?
Maya did it.
Wait a minute.
Maya Richter, how could you be so careless? Do you have any idea how much this cost?
Sorry.
It's irreplaceable. I'll never find another that matches the motif in this room.
I'm sorry, Mom. I really am.
What's going on here?
Maya broke Mom's antique vase.
Oh.
I didn't mean to. I just bumped it with my elbow.
Why is this window open?
Tiffany was
hot. I wanted some fresh air.
Well, close it and make sure it's locked. Monica, we're going to be late for our reservations at the club.
Fine. Get the car started and I'll be there in a minute. Maya Richter, I will deal with you later.
Okay, sorry, Mom.
Mother, I told Jenny I'd go over to her house tonight and...
Oh, it's a school night, Tiffany.
Oh, I know.
And if I remember correctly, you're all supposed to be grounded.
I know. But I said I'd come over and I won't be that late.
Oh, all right. But only for a couple hours.
Thank you, Mother.
I have to go. Your father's waiting.
You know it wasn't your fault the vase broke, Maya.
Yeah, but it was my arm that knocked it over. I should have been more careful.
But why did you let Tiffany get away with it?
What difference would it have made if I explained?
Who cares? You know Dad would have loved it if he knew why you and Tiffany were wrestling to begin with.
We weren't wrestling. And I didn't try to stop her just to make Dad happy.
Yeah, but... I don't know, Squirt. If I were you, I would have told the whole world how awesome I was.
Children, please, I need all eyes on me. Thank you. Now, the sixth grade office assistant will be delivering something very special in a few minutes.
What is it?
What?
Yeah. Well, this coming week, we'll be holding elections for the third grade class leader, and the ballots, or voting forms, are being delivered.
Miss B?
Yes, Aiden?
Is that like the class president?
Kind of. Like I explained before, we're choosing a leader to represent or stand up for this class. Any one of you may run for the election, and we'll vote next week.
That's so cool.
Now remember, if you're chosen to run, you need to have a platform.
What's a platform?
Well, that means an angle, Timmy, or a course of action that you're going to take. In other words, I want you to think up reasons why you think your classmates should vote for you, and then we'll present those reasons to the class through this week and next. I'm giving you from now until recess to begin thinking up some of your own ideas. Go ahead and get started.
I know what I'm gonna do.
You're gonna try out?
Yeah, and my dad always says that a good leader is a servant first. That'll be my platform.
You're gonna be a servant, Timmy? That means thinking of other people before yourself, you know.
I know what it means, Haley. What are you doing in here anyway?
I'm the sixth grade office assistant this year, remember?
Ugh.
I have a delivery to make. Is that your big sister?
Yeah.
I'll take those forms over here, please.
Right away, Miss B.
Hey, Justin, pass me that peanut butter when you're done with it.
Oh, all right. You want my extra banana slices, too?
Oh, I'll have them, Justin. Oh, so anyway, Justin, I'm trying out for the class leader.
You mean you're running for election?
I guess. This needs more peanut butter. Oh, and I decided on my platform, too.
You have a platform?
Uh-huh. I'm going to put other people first. Mm. You know, serve them.
Yeah, servant leader. Yeah, Dad would be proud. Oh, here you go, Mikey.
Oh, I'll take that.
Timmy,
I was waiting for that.
I only need it for a second.
All right, I got it. It's probably Maya.
Yeah.
Hello, Morrison's residence.
What about putting all their scores to
say, well, it's not that important.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Hi, Mom.
Who's going to make me one
Mom.
Of those?
Don't worry, Timmy.
What? Mom. Can Maya come over if her parents say it's okay?
Well, of course she may. I didn't think she was allowed over here.
Yeah. I guess her mom said she wants her out of the house or something.
Oh, she's welcome here anytime.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Mom, you want one of these sandwiches?
Hey, Mom, guess what happened?
Okay, Mikey. I think I just heard my dad get home, so I'll go ask him. Right, I'll ask him about Friday night. Okay, bye. Please, please, please say yes, Dad. Please. Hi, Dad.
Well, hello, Maya.
What are you so happy about?
Leave her alone. alone, Tiffany.
Daddy's? You know how much Michael Morrison always comes over here now? Ever since how you said you didn't want us going places?
Oh, just say it, Maya. Ever since your old big brother got nailed by the cops.
Caleb? Maya, what are you getting at?
Well, do you think that just maybe you'd let me go to the Morrison's house this Friday night, please?
Not a chance. Daddy, you can't let her. It's not fair. Just because she's the baby of this family.
That'll do, Tiffany. I haven't even given my answer yet. Maya, I would be inclined to let you go, but I don't think your mother would be too pleased since you shattered her vase the other night.
Oh, come on, Dad. Maya wasn't even the one
Daddy, you're right. Mother would be furious. There, you see? You can't go, Maya.
I don't need your help, Tiffany.
So, can I go?
I don't think so, Maya. You're still being punished for what happened to the vase.
The vase wasn't even her fault.
Excuse me?
Sit down, Caleb. Don't listen to him, Dad.
It's okay, Caleb. I don't need to go to the Morrisons.
No, it's not okay, Maya. Dad, the only reason Mom's vase broke is because Maya was trying to stop Tiffany from sneaking out.
Caleb. Sneaking out?
Yeah. The open window, Dad. Ring a bell?
You mean to tell me that you were going to climb out the window, Tiffany Richter?
It's not the way it sounds, Daddy.
So Maya didn't want her to get in trouble and tries to stop her. The vase goes over and Maya's the one in trouble. Again.
Is this true, Maya?
No, it's...
Not another word, Tiffany. Maya, is it true?
I guess so, but it was my fault that the vase broke.
Yes, but... Well, I think you may go to the Morrisons on Friday.
What?
I'll deal with your mother.
Do you mean it, Daddy? Are you sure?
Yes. I wouldn't say it if I wasn't sure.
Yes, thank you so much, Dad.
Yes, I'll be in my office.
I'm gonna go call Mikey right now.
Thanks a lot, Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
What are you now, Maya's hero?
Lay off, Tiff. She totally took the fall for you and you let her.
Since when do you care so much about the little brat anyway?
She's not the brat.
Oh, Jess, this one's gorgeous. It's the best design for a bracelet we've had.
Thanks. Don't get it in your pudding.
Oh, sorry. So, how'd you come up with this idea?
Just combine the daisy pattern with the diagonals. Isn't that Timmy over there?
Where? Oh, yeah. That's him.
Is he actually clearing everyone's lunch trays?
Looks like it. So, when can you show me how to make that pattern?
Do you think it's some weird new third grade punishment? Clearing tables?
No, he's running for the leader of the third grade.
He's so cute. I wish I had a little brother.
Oh, no.
Can I take your lunch trays, ladies?
That's so sweet. Sure, Timmy, you can take mine.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't know why you're annoyed. I think that was adorable.
He just wants to get elected.
Well, we're not in the third grade. We can't vote for him, but he took our trays anyway.
Yeah, but still, his whole class is in here watching him, and he knows it. Look at him now. He's holding the door for everyone.
Hurry up, girls. Time to get back to class.
Yes, Miss B.
We're coming. Let's go, you proud big sister.
Oh, Jess, you should see him at home.
There she is, Maya.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mom. What took you so long?
Well, excuse me.
Hi, Mrs. Morrison.
Oh, it's so good to see you, Maya.
Me too.
How are things going at home, Maya?
Okay, I guess.
Come on, Maya. Tell her what happened. Tell her how you got to come over and everything. When Tiffany tried to sneak out, and then the fight, and then the vase broke, and then how Caleb stuck up for you.
I think you pretty much covered it, Mikey. But for real, things are just okay. It's kind of lonely and stuff, you know?
I'll bet.
I've been reading all those verses you gave me, though. The ones in Matthew.
The Beatitudes. That's great, honey. Are you understanding them?
It takes me a while, and then after I get what Jesus was saying in them, I sometimes wish I didn't understand them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like the one about being meek.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Yeah, that one. Like, It's hard enough doing the right thing sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, trying to stop Tiffany from breaking Dad's rules was not fun.
I wouldn't want to fight her.
Yeah. But then on top of that, when my brother figured out why I was fighting with Tiffany, he wanted me to brag about it and stuff, like, to be really proud of it.
Ah, but you didn't want to take the credit.
No, I mean, yeah, kind of. Who wouldn't want the credit? Well, I just wish someone in my family was a Christian. It would be so much easier.
I know it's hard, honey, but it sounds to me like you're doing just fine. I am so proud of you.
Really?
Really.
Mom?
Yes, Mikey?
What do we have to eat at home?
Mikey!
Is that all you ever think of?
What? I'm starving! They give us lunch at like 10:30 in junior high.
We're having an early dinner tonight because Miss B is coming over for dessert, so I don't want you to eat too much.
Who's Miss B?
The new teacher at the elementary. Timmy's got her.
Mm. Well, here we are.
Finally!
Timmy, you cleared, so you wash the dishes. That's how it always works.
But I'm tired.
You weren't so tired when you cleaned up the entire cafeteria today. I didn't hear you whining about
hey,
any of that.
Too. Come on, no arguing. You got it. Doing the dishes is supposed to be a fun activity.
Yeah, right.
Dad.
No, I mean it, though. Come on, no arguing.
Okay.
Mom has the dining room all set up, and we'll call you as soon as Miss B gets here for dessert, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You're not drying fast enough.
What do you mean I'm not drying fast enough?
I'm running out of room.
Quick, there's still food on this plate, Timmy.
Can't you just wipe it off with a towel?
That's disgusting. Just slow down.
Why can't you just wash it all dry? This water's gross.
Some servant leader you'd make. You can't even do the dishes without whining.
I would too make a good servant leader. The whole class loves me. I wash their chalkboards and I collect their papers. Plus, I clean the lunch
tables. You've done, Timmy. It's all you've been talking about. And I think it's weird that you're pretending to be so good around everyone else when you're such a brat at home.
Oh, that's it, Haley. I'm done. Next time you do all the dishes by yourself.
Timmy!
Haley? Timmy? Miss B is here.
Hello, Timothy. Hello, Haley. Doing your chores?
Yeah, doing my chores.
Yeah, let's say we all get into the dining room, huh?
Yes, let's. That sounds great.
You know, our oldest daughter, Brooke, made this amazing chocolate crumb pie tonight.
Mm, sounds wonderful.
Good timing on your freak out, Timmy. Your teacher heard the whole thing.
I know.
Thanks for coming.
You bet. Let us know if you need anything, okay?
Too crazy.
Night. Boy, what a night.
Dad.
I know, kiddo. Well, that was tough.
Yeah.
You two can work this out. I'll go in and try to keep Michael from finishing off that pie.
Good luck.
You're really messed up, Daddy. Miss B must think I'm the worst kid in the whole entire world.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not that bad. I mean, she's a teacher, and teachers know that their students always behave differently at home.
They do?
Yeah. But I got a question for you. Did you feel bad when you realized how mean you were being to your sister? Or when Miss B came in?
Well,
now, come on. Be honest.
Mostly, I guess, when I saw Miss B standing right there.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
That's pretty bad, huh?
Well, what do you think?
I think, probably, yeah. And I'm running for third grade leader in everything.
Yeah. Is that why you were doing all those wonderful things Miss B talked to me and Mom about?
Yeah, I guess. But I really like doing all that stuff, Daddy. I liked how people looked at me when I did everything.
Timmy. Son, don't you see that any time we do good things just so other people see us, it wrecks the whole thing? Remember, Jesus cautioned us about hypocrites. Mm-hmm. Those were the people who liked to pray out on the streets where everybody could see them.
I remember. Mm-hmm. God really wanted them to pray out by themselves so they would think about him and not those other people.
Right. Right. And it's like that with our good deeds, too, you know. I mean, anytime we do good things to make other people happy and not God, well, that's wrong, Timmy.
Like with all my friends at school.
Well, if you're trying to be number one with them before thinking about God, then you're probably way down in last place in God's eyes.
I probably have to say I'm sorry to Miss B and Haley, too, huh?
All right. I think that's a good start. Oh, come on. Is that so bad?
No, it's just, well, I think I'm pretty much in first place with my class.
I see. Well, one thing at a time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've had a pretty hard night, kiddo. Hey, hey, look at this. One time I'm happy about Michael not putting his toys away. Look at there, the old pigskin. Now, come on. You go along on your way up to talk to Haley, and I'll throw you the bomb. Ready?
Okay.
Go on, hurry up.
Okay.
All right.
I'm open, Daddy.
Yeah, I see
here.
You. Keep going.
Okay.
All right, here she comes. Ready?
Whoa.
Hey!
I got it. Oh, I really got it.
All right, great job. Come on, now,
thanks.
Throw it back.
Okay.
Ready?
Here.
Keep.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry, Dad.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. I'll get the ball.
Okay.
You go on and in. Find your sister.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
You
Bye.
Bet. Night.
Not a bad arm you got there, Judge Morrison.
Oh, Caleb. Thanks. I didn't hear you pull up.
Yeah, I told Dad I'd come get Maya.
Ah.
She inside?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, come on. I'll walk you up.
Okay.
Well, you know, the Cougars had a great game last week.
Yeah, but Northside Christian's never really a challenge.
Hmm. Mm. I put you guys at 2-0, isn't it?
Yep. Oh, thanks to Anthony Donner. He QB'd that one.
Right, I remember. Mm-hmm.
So, you do this all the time?
Do what all the time?
That whole father-son thing I saw when I pulled up.
Father-son thing?
You know, playing catch, having a big heart-to-heart, all that.
If you call what we were doing catch, then yeah, we do the father-son thing as often as we can.
That's what I thought.
That's what you thought, huh?
Yeah, your kids are a dead giveaway about all that kind of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like good kids. I'm glad Maya has friends like that, you know?
Well, thank you, Caleb. We're glad we have Maya, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, she's inside then?
Oh, right. Yeah, come on in.
Miss B?
Yes, Timothy.
Can I please make an announcement to the class before recess?
The bell's just about to ring.
I know, but it's super important.
All right, then. Go ahead. Listen up, everyone. Timmy has an announcement.
Fellow classmates, I am withdrawing my name from the ballot of the leader of third grade.
Are you sure you want to do that, Timothy?
I'm positive. I wanted you to pick me because I was such a good servant leader. But I really didn't care about serving you guys.
Oh, goodness.
I mostly just wanted to win. And that's not fair. So, thanks anyway.
Okay, that's the recess bell. Class dismissed.
Miss B?
Yes, Timmy?
I am real sorry about how I acted at my house last night.
Thank you. And I think it was a very noble and brave thing you just did.
You do?
I do. That's the stuff a real leader is made of.
Thanks, Miss B.
All right, go on out to recess.
What a tough night for Timmy. He was campaigning as a servant and acting like a tyrant at home. It was a hard lesson he learned when Miss B walked in on his major blowout with Haley. But you know, his biggest issue was not the fact that he got caught acting like a brat by his teacher. It was that he was only doing good deeds so that everyone in school would notice it. Again, let's go to the Beatitudes. In Matthew 5, verse 5, Jesus encourages his people to keep a low profile. He says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Now, it doesn't matter if it's in sports or work or school. It seems like the whole world's telling us to be number one.
But in this verse, Jesus is calling the meek. That's someone who works quietly and doesn't brag about it. He says they're the ones that will be rewarded by God. Now, it's great to do loving and kind things for people. Just don't get caught in the trap of doing good deeds just so you receive praise from others, okay? Okay. Today's episode, Just Desserts, was written by Beth Culp. Sound designed by Andrew B., featuring the music of John Campbell. Our executive producer is Simon Guevara. And my name is Zach, and we'll be back with another episode, Down Gilead Lane.